Hello, bonjour, and welcome back to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, we will be chatting with a duo called Das Beat, who are currently located in Germany. However, they do have a little bit of a Canadian connection as well. It was lovely chatting to them and also comparing all of our matching clothing items too. Stay tuned for that. But right before we get to chatting with Das Beat, here is Loved by Nova Rose and Josh Sahunter.
Invite on a late night, got no clothes I fit into, so I put on a t-shirt, spray a little perfume. Didn't think that I'd meet you, wasn't planning to fall in love. You're the one that I'm thinking of. Is there a reason that you're sitting on your own? 'Cause you look better than the people in the room. Why are you taking stupid pictures on your phone?
I don't have an excuse. Free drinks in a big house, it's a reason to let loose. Found love in a living room of a house I ain't been to. Are you feeling the way I do? Is there a reason that you're sitting on your own? 'Cause you look better than the people in the room. Why are you taking stupid pictures on your phone? Do you like pretending alone?
Would they know, if we left this party? I don't care where we go, 'cause I'm loved by somebody. Even though we both know, we just started falling. If it's just for tonight, you're loved by somebody. Yeah, you're loved by somebody. And you're loved by somebody.
So I'm here with Argo and Eddie from Das Beat. It's really nice to meet you guys. Thanks for coming in today. I was wondering if you guys could just run me through the details of Das Beat. Who does what and what are your roles in the duo?
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's really nice. The details are, like, I am writing the lyrics and singing. And Agar produces everything, like does all the beats, and he does it pretty amazingly.
It's like been fun to kind of do whatever feels right, like just try different arrangements and different kinds of like approaches to making music. Like I've come from a very like electronically driven background of making music in the past. So this has been kind of more fun to like maybe get out of that a little bit, even though it's still electronic or whatever.
Yeah.
So my first question is kind of playing off the name Das Beat. I was wondering what your favorite beat that you've either ever made or that you've ever heard is.
Ooh, oh, that's such a good question.
My favorite that we made is Bubble, or like, yeah, it's my favorite one.
My favorite beats is so general, but I kind of like a lot of trap and modern sort of pop sort of beats. Kind of because they're so like, it's like listening to candy. It's like very low, very high things, and then lots of like nice textures. I find it to be very creative. Within the structure of that music, you can be quite creative with like how you put things together. Whereas I think that like in some other genres, like if you just take like a rock song or something, I feel like maybe it's a little bit more predictable how that's going to sound, or like what like passes for those different genres or something. Like, so I'm really excited to like whenever new artists put out new music to like always listen to it in the like hip hop world and stuff. But I also really like beats that like make dance, obviously, And that's just a really good feeling. I think it's like really deep within humans to like want to move and stuff. And so you kind of get like this nice, consistent hypnotic beat, but then you kind of keep it exciting with like a vocal or something. I think that's like really, really awesome. But then lately also I've been like totally shying away from beats completely. And like, instead of using beats, just putting like some ride cymbals or something to fill out like where the counts should be, but have like all the rhythm come from like bass and, you know, piano and singing and stuff like that. Cause you can make like a pretty chugging along kind of feeling song without much of a beat. Like that could just be feeling really groovy. Sometimes like a huge kick drum can just like really like annoy me. And yeah.
Love that. Yeah. I love the like diversity in the different beats that you can like make and that you can find and that you guys like. So you've mentioned that the initial part of your creative process is jamming out with some beer. I was wondering what your go-to jamming beer is.
Oh, I could definitely answer that fast.
Yeah.
I really like this beer in Germany called Gewehr, and it's super, super bitter. It's like really bitter. Like it's crazy. It, like your whole mouth goes, but it's really like light still. Mm-hmm. It's totally different than
Canadian beer. But also when we go to the studio, actually, we got the beer from the Tankstelle. And they have like a special beer there that is like called Wickhüller.
It's the Three Musketeers beer.
Yeah. So that is our studio beer. Yeah. That's really nice.
I'm glad you asked that question.
I had some recommendations.
Yes.
So you guys are based in Berlin, but you have this Montreal aspect, of course, to your music. I was wondering, not making you, you know, pick favorites, but what do you think the best part of having those two music scenes represented in your duo? What do you think the best part of that is?
For me, it's really exciting, actually, because I've never really been in Montreal. So I'm really looking forward like to go there and also like meet people and like the whole scene. And so I find this, for me personally, just really exciting to have like a whole new life opening up in a way. So that's really, really nice.
And I think especially because we started launching this project like in the pandemic, it's like leaning more on what our like online community is, which involves like friends and people that I know from Canada and stuff in the past, but then also combined with like the community here in Berlin. But it's just like in a bit of a different way that I think if we were playing live shows, because then you'd kind of have this extra added aspect of like, yeah, like the local scene or something like that. So I feel like in those places, it's, since it exists online, it's like more far reaching, which is really nice. And a little bit less like centered, like right on a low on like really being like, of course there's people in Berlin that are liking the music and supporting it and all this stuff like that, but like not so much like playing, yeah, like the same club every weekend or something like that, or like however that would work.
For those of you just tuning in, you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure with Vali here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am currently chatting with Das Beat, and here is their song Bubble.
Thank you.
going into a bit more of your backgrounds in music, I know that we have more of a production background and we also have, you know, an actress with us. I was wondering how those sides were brought forward in your music and also where you discovered this passion for music.
So for me, it was actually pretty exciting to start doing the music with Agor. And also, like, at the start, acting helped me a lot because I was a bit nervous and I never, like, sang before. So it helped me sometimes to get into, like, emotions or, like, characters to just, like, feel freer to put out the words. So that was really nice. And also, yeah, when I write lyrics, I like to write it from the characters sometimes. So, yeah, it's actually pretty helpful.
Something that I can say that's really cool about what I've noticed, what comes from Eddie's thing being maybe influenced by like theater and acting and stuff like that, is like she can do these like voices sometimes, like in a really creative way. Like there'll be like something happening, and then in the song lyrically, and then she'll like do like a response with like a different. And it's like actually to talk, we were talking earlier about that like hip hop production and stuff like that, and people do that all the time with like ad libs and hip hop music, and it's like this thing that I feel like. Yeah, it's like really theatrical, and I think it's really like fun to make music like that because, yeah, it can be really easy to just be like, oh, just trying to check all the boxes and complete the song or something, and then it's just like, yeah, it's like, if you do it in the right way, I think it can really be like a breath of fresh air for people.
I'm just pointing this out because I just realized it, but I noticed that you guys are matching nail varnish and the
edit. Oh yeah, we do.
Yeah, I only have one hand though.
It's such an intense color, actually.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice. It reminds me of like mandarins, like the.
Oh yeah, true.
It's very. I think it's even so like bright in the dark.
So, oh yeah, it's glow in the dark. Oh, yeah.
That's so crazy. Cool. Yeah. We can get a rave going during the interview. And then Eddie and I were matching color.
Yes. I noticed that too.
I love it.
So how did you two meet and decide to form Das Beat?
So we actually just met like as a friend's party like 3 years ago, and we matched before on Tinder, but we didn't know we were both gonna be there. So then Argo just came up to me and was like, hey, isn't it possible we matched on Tinder? And then I was like, yep,
yeah,
I'm gonna come on with you. Like, kind of like that. And then it all happened pretty quick, and then we were together for 2 years, and then after 2 years only, like, we really started, like, doing music, because before, also, like, the lockdown and everything happened, we didn't really have so much time to use this creativity and do something together. It was really, really nice.
Especially because Eddie was, like, going to the schools and being very busy, because that was it's in a city that's just outside of Berlin called Potsdam. Mm-hmm. And I would, like, leave to go back to tour with Blue Hawaii and be in Canada for like do tours like around, so we just never really like had the focus. And then now since the pandemic, it's just like haven't left Germany, and like it's like I've never been away from Canada for so long. It's like crazy, but really really nice because we're able to like just jam out these cool things, and I don't know, like just like basically have a lot of fun with it. Like we probably have like 30 demos that we've made. Yes. because we just go and make some stuff like just because it's a fun thing to do, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then like just choose the best stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it's always difficult. Yeah.
That's good, that's nice. And how did you decide on the name Das Beat?
Oh, such a good name.
Oh man, it took so long though, like to find like a good name. We had so many like stupid ideas.
Do you want to say, tell her what your
I don't know, I had a time where I thought it would be really funny to be called People Poo Poo, but everyone was
people poo poo.
I was like, it's just like sounds
everyone was
funny.
Like everyone was like no, but then now I actually think it's like a genius idea, because if we actually did that, people would be like, this new band, oh my god, like I can't believe they did that.
But we did.
But Das Beat's also a really nice name. Yeah,
actually a friend of ours like she was like coming to me and was like, have you ever thought about Das Beat? And we were like, oh my god, I love it.
Yeah. So it's her friend named Carrie who mm-hmm. came up with it, but like as soon as Polly said it to me, I was also like, that's the name.
That was really nice.
Wonderful. So I know that, Edie, you mentioned you kind of do the, you know, lyric writing side of things. We've mentioned jamming out with the favorite beers. I was wondering what the rest of your creative process looks like.
Yeah, most of the time, Agor, like, does the beat first, or, like, he does it and simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I listen to the beat and, like, write lyrics, or also I write, like, stuff at home, and then I just try to, like, fit it on the song. Yeah, but for me it actually works the best if I have the beat and then I can write the vocals directly on like the melody and like.
And sometimes there's room for collaboration on both ends of that too. Like Polly will mention certain sounds and things that would be like a good addition, which is amazing because it's like to have a pair of fresh ears and like a like new perspective on stuff is just like so valuable. And then also vice versa with like lyrics and yeah. And I love like hearing Polly, I mean, Eddie do these things in German and in English and stuff and like kind of like tells a cool story, I think.
Yeah, it's always like nice to switch to the German part when I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to do.
Pull an extra trick out of the box.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your music videos because they're also like aesthetically beautiful. And I was wondering who comes up with the like storylines and these shots, like the pinball machine, or like when you guys are taking pictures of each other under the veil in like bubble. Yeah. Like, who comes up with those like beautiful images?
For the bubble one, we actually like my flatmate and his girlfriend helped us. Like she like was helping us with like the outfits, and he was just like borrowing a camera, and then we just like did it all in Agra's room. Like put like fabrics all over and yeah. Like just kind of like, yeah, had fun with it. Like all the ideas came kind of like spontaneous. We're like, what can we do together? And so that was actually really, really fun. And then the Ariadne one in the pinball hall, we were also like, my friend Vanessa did that. She's studying screenwriting. So she took kind of like that idea of like doing it in a pinball hall, and then we kind of wanted to dance together. And I just get the feeling of the song. And then Identitet.
And then, yeah, for Identitet, I guess we just filmed a bunch of stuff in East Berlin, like where we were staying. And it just kind of really had a vibe that also kind of went with the song, because kind of has this like sort of like German new wave kind of like 80s, like new feeling, kind of EBM feeling kind of song or whatever. And so it kind of like goes well with that. Those buildings, and this is such a, like a lame thing to say, but I remember we just like got dressed up in our outfits for the day, and then we just went around trying to find buildings that matched our outfits. I was like, this is like the most like annoying like hipstery thing to do or something, like find brutalist buildings that match your outfit.
Yeah, but it was really fun like to do this together also, and we filmed it all with the phone and had like super like high quality footage.
Oh yeah, because like,
and then we decided like, because I have like a flip camera, like a super like digital old camera, and we like, yeah, we just like filmed the good footage kind of with the old.
So like we edited this video in 4K for like no reason, and then at the end like just filmed it to make it lo-fi because it's just always better or something.
Like, it's funny, I like that. And so congratulations, Jackie and Identitet came out.
Yay!
That's really exciting. I was wondering, just to kind of start us off, there's like a mix of different genres like represented in this EP. What are some of those genres, and how did you think of blending them together?
I think what makes it like so like the variety like higher is that also Agor and me come kind of from like different like music tastes in a way also. So Agor really like knows how to do like a housey, like great beats, but also he can do anything else, of course, too. But then I like was always more like an indie girl and was like listening to like kind of like sad songs. Mm-hmm. So, and then also I really like wave. So I think the bubble song is a little bit more wavy, and So
it almost sounds like these two things kind of just come straight together, because you have like, it's like these like indie songs that have like this funky, like kind of dancey like thing going on. So yeah.
It's nice to be able to dance.
It's also kind of nice that like once like a project finds like a certain sound, you can actually have different genres. Like you can have like a slow indie, like ballad, you can have like a faster thing. you have all these different genres, but there's still something that kind of ties it together once you start putting like the name on it and you start having like a body of releases. And yeah, so we'll see how that goes, because we actually have created like such like a even more assortment of genres. Yeah. Like, how is this even, how is this going to work?
It's just
like auto-tuned, like crazy, like weird, like everything. But
but it's just so much fun to like to try out different things. So I guess it's just like a journey also in the way of finding us. That was really nice.
Still chatting with Das Beat. Thank you so much for tuning in. We heard their song Jackie, but here is Identität. So Jackie is the latest single. What was the inspiration behind that song?
I guess that's pretty cliche, I guess, because at that time I read like the short stories from Kafka, and then there's like this
penal colony.
Yeah. So I just found it so interesting. Stories about this guy like having a machine that like kills people like very like beautifully kinda, and he's it's like breaking down and he's really upset about that, and he's like still holding on to this like very cruel machine, and then in the end dies in the machine. So
and
I don't know,
and somehow we snuck that lyric in about Jackie and the Golden
Beans. Yeah, that was actually awkward. That was really good. And then we came together.
I was wondering if we could expect a video for Jackie.
Yeah.
There is kind of, yeah.
I kind of did a video with like my university, but the thing is always so difficult to get like the rights from the university to like show the movie in a commercial way, because like it's like just for students, so it's a
learning. Put it on YouTube.
So yeah, maybe I'm just behind it right now to get like the approval and to get this music video up too, but yeah.
If it doesn't work, we still did 3 out of 4 videos.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
100%.
Yeah. And we did a little live show thing we're probably going to put up on YouTube.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. And so, Eddie, you've mentioned that the Ariadne song and Jackie were both written from the perspectives of other people. Are those people that you know that you were inspired by, or are they characters that you just like created?
So the Jackie one, as I like also said before, it was kind of just inspired by the story, but then I just made up like a new Jackie, like a female Jackie. And for Ariadne, it is actually also like a bit cliche, like the Greek mythology of Ariadne from Naxos, who like fights the Minotauros and gets left behind by Theseus. And I just found it interesting because it's always this story gets told. And in this way that she's like left behind and like super sad and miserable. And I never really liked that because I think she's a really cool, strong woman. And so I didn't want to see her as the victim or anything. So I like that.
Cool. Yeah. And so we spoke a little bit about favorite beats. I was wondering if you guys have a favorite lyric.
But maybe you say first, and I'll try to remember. Oh, I love this. Once upon a time, I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling in power. Like really, like classic.
Yeah, it's also nice to make something and just like change one word, and then it makes it like really like whoa.
Mm. Yeah. So and also, yeah, I wrote some new songs, and I'm even more confident about the lyrics there. So.
Wonderful. Okay. What's like the next steps? You mentioned like a live recording. What mm-hmm. do you expect from you guys?
So yeah, we did this live recording. I think it will. We might release it at some point. We're gonna announce that, and then also we're just like playing like a small festival in Germany, like in a town, not Berlin, and. What is exciting because it's like the first time I'm gonna like, be on stage and like as a singer, like with a project. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. And then also we're having a show planned in London in October, which is also great because I've never really been in London either. So yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
That's really exciting. Good luck.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, and we're making a mix for Dub Lab, which is like a radio station in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's due in a couple days, so we can figure that out. But it's interesting because you're asking questions of like what our influences are and stuff, and it's like, well, what do we put on this mix? Because like I don't know, it seems kind of like, why would you want to just churn out another mix of like slow disco music when everyone's heard that like so much? So we're trying to find like a very particular angle. And Eddie was suggesting that there's these like Russian workout videos that have like these really interesting songs to them, so we kind of do like this sort of like angle on it, and I'm like, I think I like that actually. Yeah.
Good luck with all of that, and thank you so much for chatting with me today. It's been really lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really lovely.
It was lots of fun chatting to Das Beat and hearing all about their music and all about their beats as well. And so with that, that last song that I played by them was Ariadne. And now moving on to Beyond the Lightning by Born Ruffians and Lavender by Ashley Ball.
It was only a matter of time before you came. I'd started to lose all my interest, lose my faith. When suddenly everything faded from gray, the colors took over and carried me away. And the music starts to play. The entourage shimmying down into the cave. The rhythm rose in me and pulled me to.
One last song for you here today. Here is Are You In Love by Basia Bulat. And with that, wishing you a wonderful rest of your day or night, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon. Bye.
First comes your fear, your laughter and tears, and you shout when you need a name for your doubt. You know what's happening when you feel. Something small brings you back to your knees, reminds you of secrets you keep. Now that it's happening, could it be like your visions of destiny? Golden sunset you saw on a silver screen. Was it all
comes your fear, your laughter and tears, then you shout. The music goes 1, 2, 3 when it happens. Oh, and somehow you knew, if you let go of your roots, if you believe it, you go back to childhood mystery, wearing it like your mother's jewelry, sweetness on earth, then it still make a fool of me when there's no other way out. One voice you hear in a crowd, a honey, now you're in love. Laugh away all of your rules, break.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.